السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الذي ارتضى حبيبه من الأرض والسماء الحمد لله الذي ارتضى حبيبه في الأرض والسماء والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وسيد الأنبياء.
سبحان الله سبحان
الله. وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم أبدا أبدا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم. الله سبحانه وتعالى created the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as the perfect human being. And the reason why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ رَآنِي فَقَدْ رَأَ الْحَقِّ. He who has seen me has seen the truth. The reason why that is because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from head to toe is so beautiful and so perfect that when the Sahaba Ikram saw him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they knew and they only saw the kamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Imam Hasan Raza radiallahu ta'ala, he says, ki dekhne wale kaha karte hai Allah, Allah. Dekhne wale kaha karte hai Allah, Allah. Yaad aata hai khuda dekh ke surat ke. Rasool e Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was so beautiful. Wo kamal e husn e huzur hai ke gumaan e nafs jahan nahi. وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نفس جہاں نہیں. یہی شمع ہے کہ دھوا نہیں, یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے, یہی شمع ہے کہ دھوا نہیں. ایوری تھنگ دیٹ ایگزٹس ان دس ورلڈ وی فائنڈ فالٹس ان دیٹ. اف یو سی اے روز, دا موسٹ بیوٹیفل فلاور, It has thorns with it. It is a defect, it's a fault in the flower. If you see a light, a flame, it has smoke that exits that flame. The smoke, the thick grey or black smoke, is a defect. But Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala says that it is the kamal of the husn of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there is absolutely no space to even think that there is a fault or a defect. Guman, bhi ho sakta. There is no space for a guman, for a thought, for a doubt. Yahi phool khar se dur hai. He is the rose which is far away from the thorns. Aur yahi shama hai ki dua nahi. And this is the light which has no smoke. There is no fault. And that is why Sayyidina Bara radiallahu ta'ala, and this is in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, they asked him that did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam look so beautiful that his face shone like the shining of a sword? Sayyidina Bara radiallahu ta'ala says, La! No! Bal mithla al-qamar! But he shone so much that it seemed like he was the moon. Subhanallah. And that is why, again in Bukhari Sharif, Sayyidina Bara radiallahu ta'ala says, لَوْ أَرَىٰ أَحْسَنَ مِنْهُ قَطُّ شَيْئًا. I have never seen anything as beautiful as the face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala in Bukhari Sharif, and Imam Hakim records this in the Mustadrak. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala says, Lamma kana Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as-sarra, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be happy and pleased, istarara wajhahu ka'annahu qit'atul qamar. His face would be so bright and light would generate from it. It would seem like that his face is a piece of the moon. That's how beautiful Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he says, إِذَا ضَحِكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile, he says, يَتَلَأْلَأُ فِي الْجُدُرُ. He says that even the walls would shine. You could see the walls shining due to the beautiful bright light that exited the blessed mouth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hi, hi. The walls are shining because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is smiling. Not only that, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, Udkhilu al-khaytar, I would enter the thread. Udkhilu al-khaytar, kuntu udkhilu al-khaytar fil ibrati. I would enter the thread into the needle, hala dhulma, in the night, without any light, in darkness, لِبَيَاضِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, due to the whiteness of the light that came from the Prophet Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa.
How beautiful was he, my beloved, our beloved. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam, before I go into that, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, he says, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْهُ. I have never ever seen anything more beautiful than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, كَأَنَّهُ كَأَنَّ الشَّمْسَ تَجْرِي فِي وَجْهِهِ. It would be as though the sun was roaming around in his blessed face. Imagine the brightness of the sun. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, was he lying? Ma'azallah. He says that it was as though the sun was roaming around in the face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was in search of the final messenger of Allah. He came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to test him, to see whether he fitted the attributes given in our books. So he came and he says, فَلَمَّا اسْتَبَيَّنَتْ وَجْهَهُ فَلَمَّا اسْتَبَيَّنَتْ وَجْهُهُ When I first saw the appearance of the blessed face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of me, he says, عَرَفْتُ I straight away knew أَنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابٍ that it is impossible for such a beautiful face to be a face of a liar. Subhanallah. Just by seeing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I knew that he was the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kya samjhe? We understand from Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala an, that those who are upon the correct path, who follow the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah in the way Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala and followed, look at their faces. Their faces are beautiful. Aap ulama'i Ahlul Sunnah ke chehmo ko dekhe. Khoob surat. Roshan. Dal. They are beautiful. And when you look at the faces of the Wahhabi and the Shia, it isn't hard to see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so clear. It is so clear that when you see a beautiful face, you can see it says Barelvi. It is so clear. And look at the ulama, look at our ulama. They are so beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them nur in their faces. This is the very light from the light of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we see them, we can tell that this cannot be the face of a misguided person. This cannot be the face of a mubtadi'. But when you see them, you can see that there is no nur in their face. It is clear. And Sayyidina Jabir ibn Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, and this is in the Shama'il of Tirmidhi, very famous. He says, one night, on the 14th night, when the moon was shining bright, full moon, he says, I saw the messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wearing a red garment. And in Bahari Sharia, Huzur Sadru Sharia, he clarifies that this garment was white with red threads. He says, I saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I saw the full moon, and he says, فَجَعَلْتُ أَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَرَّةً وَإِلَىٰ الْقَمَرِ مَرَّةً. He says, I would look towards the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then I would look towards the moon. And then again I would look towards the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then I would look towards the moon. And he says, Wallahi, says, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, innahu ahsanu indi min al-qamar, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beautiful than the moon. Khurshid tha کس زور پر کیا بڑھ کے چمکا تھا قمر. اعلی حضرت فرماتے ہیں خورشید تھا جسم خورشید کس زور پر کیا بڑھ کے چمکا تھا قمر. بے پردہ جب وہ رخ ہوا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں. رخ دن ہے یا مہر سما رخ دن ہے یا مہر سما یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں. شب زلف ہے یا مشک خدا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں. سبحان اللہ. And that is why Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala said, because he was so beautiful. Subhanallah. The Sahaba Ikram say, and this is in Bukhari Sharif, it says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not extremely white. لَيْسَ بِالْأَبْيَضِ الْأَمْحَقْ وَلَا بِالْآدَمْ. He wasn't extremely white and he wasn't extremely brown. But what did they say? In Bukhari Sharif it says, أَظْهَرَ الْلَوْنِ. He was bright. Light eliminated from his face. It generated from his face. And that is why Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala says, کہ جس سے تاریخ دل جگمگانے لگے جس سے تاریخ دل جگمگانے لگے اس چمک والی گنگت میں لاکھوں سلام. That's a beautiful face. اسی لیے تو فرمایا کہ لم یاتی نذیرک فی نظرک لم یاتی نذیرک نو ایگزامپل آف یو ہیز کم فی نظرک ان مائی سائٹ ان اینی سائٹ ان اینی بڈی سائٹ لم یاتی نذیرک فی نظرک مثلے تو نہ شدھ پیدا جانا جگ راج کو راج تو رے سرسو ہے تجھ کو شہر دوسرا. سبحان اللہ. And the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful zulf. سبحان اللہ. The Sahaba ikram say that they would come to his earlobe. إلى شحنة أذنيه. And in another narration it says, بَيْنَ أُذُنَيْهِ وَمَنْكِبَيْهِ. They were between his ears and his shoulders. And in another narration it says, يَضْرِبُ مَنْكِبَيْهِ. That they would hit the shoulders of the Prophet. SubhanAllah. بھیمی خوشبو میں سوارے ہیں تمہارے گیسو. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed hair was so beautiful. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's chest, subhanallah. The Sahaba ikram say, kana marbu'ah, marbu'ah, that it was wide. That is why in the Quran, Allah says, alam nashrah laka sadrak, have got for you, make your chest spacious. SubhanAllah. And a spacious chest, it depicts generosity and bravery. All that love he had for us was in there. SubhanAllah. The sadr of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of Mi'raj, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, hadith, رَأَيْتُ رَبِّي فِي أَحْسَنِ سُورَةٍ. I saw my Lord in the most beautiful form. And he asked me, فِيمَا يَخْتَصِمُ الْمَلَأُ الْأَعْلَى. That what all the Malay A'la arguing about? And I said, Allahu A'lam, you know better. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَوَضَعَ يَدَهُ بَيْنَ كَتِفَيَّ. That he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, placed his hand. I remember Allah is free from body parts. Allah has no hand. So the light of Allah, the power of Allah, a hand depicts power. The hand of Allah, meaning the power of Allah, was placed between my shoulders. فَوَجَدُوا مَرْدَهَا بَيْنَ تَدَيَّ. I felt the coolness on my chest. فَعَدِنْتُ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And I came to know in my knowledge everything that was in the skies on the earth. SubhanAllah. He was alim and ma kana wa ma yakun. He knew everything. He knew the unseen. This is a hadith. The power of Allah on his chest. And he says, alim ma fi as-samawati wa ma fil ard. SubhanAllah. That is the chest of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent angels. Do you not know about Shaqqi Sadr? The irhasat of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The miracle that occurred before he announced prophethood. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent angels to split his chest, remove the blessed heart, and bless it even more than it was already blessed. Prepare it even more than it was already prepared. That is the chest of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And think about it. When you travel at a certain speed, the body, it comes to a point where the body cannot take anymore. For example, when a person rides on a roller coaster, and let's say it moves 200 miles per hour, the heart stops, you can't breathe, you can't inhale air, your heart stops until the roller coaster slows down, until it starts moving up. Because of the speed, the heart stops, but that chest of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the night of Mi'raj, the speed of the Burraq, how fast did it move? In less than a second, it traveled in many places and then reached Masjid al-Aqsa and then above the heavens in Dillamakal. That chest, subhanAllah. When it returned, no sign of weakness, no sign of troubling. SubhanAllah, not only that, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, when he reaches Sidratul Muntaha, this is the point where Makan and Zaman ends. There is no Makan after that, there is no Zaman after that. And there are two types of existence, Wajib and Mumkin. Mumkin is bound with time and space. Everything other than Allah is mumkin. We exist in a time and space. We cannot exist outside time and place because we are mumkin al-wujud. And it is only Allah that is wajib al-wujud. And he who is wajib is free from time and space. And that is why we don't say that Allah is inside this building. Because inside is a place. The building, the outer building, the walls and the roof would overwhelm Allah. And Allah cannot be overwhelmed. We say the power of Allah is present here. The sight of Allah is present. The nur of Allah is present. The power, the power of listening, everything is present. But the dhat of Allah is wajib al-wujud. He cannot exist in time and space. So Sidratul Muntaha is the end of time and space. And Jibreel alayhi salam says that I cannot go further. Why? Because Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what he meant. That I am mumkinul wujud. I need time and space. Above this, there is no time and space. That is why the words that my wings will burn. Will they burn? What he meant is, I cannot go. There's no time and space. Yet the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, SubhanAllah, he left. He left Makan and Zaman. He went into La Makan and La Zaman. SubhanAllah, a Allah, leaving zaman and makan. Hi, hi. And that is why Imam Ahmad Raza رضی اللہ تعالیٰ says کہ ممکن میں یہ قدرت کہاں ممکن میں یہ قدرت کہاں واجب میں ابدیت کہاں یا رسول اللہ if I say you are ممکن then how will you take such power that you left زمان and مکان
اللہ اکبر یا رسول اللہ یا علی
And if I say that you are wajib, then there is no abdiyah. You are a servant of Allah. You worship Allah. There is no ibadah. So I can't even call you wajib. So he says, Mumkin mein kudrat kaha, wajib mein abdiyat kaha, hai rahu. Hai, hai, hai. That praise of Imam Ahmad Raza, radiallahu ta'ala, That brain which has no example, वो दिमाग आला हजरत का वो कह रहा है कि हैरान हूँ ये भी है खता कि ये भी नहीं और वो भी नहीं आला हजरत is saying that if I say that you are neither mumkin and you are neither wajib, then even this is a mistake. I am frustrated. I have no answer. اسی لیے اعلی حضرت فرماتے ہیں کہ خیرت سے کہہ دو کہ سر جھکا دے یا عقل سے کہہ دو فلسفیوں سے کہہ دو چھوڑو یہ سب سوچنا کہ کیسے گئے کہاں گئے کیا ہوا کیا کہا خیرت سے کہہ دو یعنی عقل سے کہہ دو کہ سر جھکا دے گما سے گزرے گزرنے والے جہاں تک سوچ جا رہی تھی جہاں تک سوچ پہنچ رہی تھی اس سے گزر گئے میرے آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
سبحان اللہ بے شک
خیرت سے کہہ دو کہ سر جھکا لے گما سے گزرے گزرنے والے پرے ہے یا خود جہت کے لانے کسے بتائے کدھر یہ میرے آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا جسم دس واز دا باڈی دا بلیسڈ باڈی آف دا پروفیٹ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ اینڈ The blessed sight of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Tirmidhi Sharif, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inni ara ma la taram. Ma, am. Ma is am. Which means ma is, it encompasses everything. Inni ara ma la taram. I see everything that you do not see.
Allah. Subhanallah.
It means I already see what you see. I see everything that you don't see. Subhanallah. Al-Bukhari Sharif. Sayyiduna Osama bin Zayd. Radiyallahu ta'ala an. He narrates in Kitab al-Fitr. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hal tarawna ma ara? Do you not see what I can see? And this was on a hill, on a mountain. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is delivering a khutbah to the Sahaba. Hal tarawna ma ara? Do you see what I can see? Log kehte hamare jaise. They say he was like us, ma'azallah. The Sahaba, they were not like the Wahhabis. Or the Wahhabas. They said, Ya Ya Rasulullah. Balke Bukhari Sharif, in Bukhari Sharif, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha narrates a hadith. She says, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, when they were given the ahkam of the of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Inna nasna kahayatika Ya Rasulullah. We are not like you, Ya Rasulullah. And the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, himself, he said, Inni lastu kahayatikum. I am not like you. And this is in Bukhari Sharif. When the Sahaba Kiram saw that he was continuously fasting, when they started to fast as well, and they became weak, The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni lastu ka hayatikum. Inni ud'amu wa usqa. I am fed and I am given. My thirst is quenched spiritually. I don't need this materialistic food and water and drink. Allah feeds me and Allah gives me drink. Who from amongst you is like me? In another narration, Ayyukum mithli. Who from amongst you is like me? But yeah, aaj ke Wahhabi keh rahe hain, Maazallah. And these Wahhabis and Deobandis of today, they are saying we are like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maazallah. Al-ayadu billah.
Nara takbir.
Allahu Akbar. Ya Rasulullah. Zindabad.
Do you not see what I can see? La ya Rasulullah, no, we cannot. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inni la ara. And lam maftuha fa ta'keed. So that nobody has doubt in the knowledge and the sight of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi inni la ara al fitan. تقعوا خلال بيوتكم كوقع القمر كوقع المطر. Subhanallah, this is Bukhari Sharif. Do you not see what I see? No. Verily I swear by Allah that I can see. And remember, he was on a high place. He says, I can see at this very moment fitna. Fitan, the plural of fitna. Many fitan, trials and tribulations falling onto your homes, into your homes, like the falling of the rain. Subhanallah, this is the future. And he in the hal is saying, La Aram, I can see now. I am now seeing these fitnas, which means that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his knowledge did not differentiate between time, between the past, present and the future. It didn't. In the present he was seeing the future. And that is why again in Bukhari Sharif, Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says that the Messenger of Allah, and this hadith is in more than three places in Bukhari Sharif. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana shaheedun alaykum. I am a shaheed upon you. I am a witness. And shaheed means hadir, which means I am hadir. I am present. I am seeing and I am present. And in the Quran, Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا. We have sent you as a witness. What does shahid mean? Subhanallah. In Salatul Janaza, we recite the dua, اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِحَيِّدِنَا وَمَيِّدِنَا. Hana? Hayyina? Mayyitina, opposites. The saghirina wa kabirina, small and the big, opposites. Wa dhakarina wa unthana, the male and the female, opposites. Wa shahidina wa ghaibina, shahid and the ghaib, opposites. Ghaib, not present. Shahid, present. So Allah has sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a shahid, meaning present, hadir. He is present. And that is why Allah has ja'alnakum ummatan wasata. Allah has made us a moderate ummah. Because And in the sharh of this verse, in the tafsir, it says that on the day of judgment, the Anbiya Kiram will be presented in front of their Ummah, and the Ummah will ask that, did they pass my message? The Ummah will say no. The Prophet of Allah will say, yes, we did. Do you have a witness? My witness is the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Ummah will be asked that, how do you know that Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam passed the message to his Ummah? How do you know that all the Prophets passed the message onto their Ummah? How are you a witness? They are saying you are the witness. We will say, because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. Why will we ask? Because we went there in those times. But when we will say that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, then Allah will not ask. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his witnessing will be accepted, because he was present in the past, he is present in the present, and he will be present in the future. He is shahid. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ana shahidun alaykum wa inna maw'idakum al-hawd. And this is near the time of the demise of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this world, from these worldly eyes. And he says that I will see you on the Hawd, Al-Hawdul Kawthar. I will see you there after I leave here. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, wallahi inni la'ahahu la'ahu, I verily see Al-Hawd Al-An min maqami hala, that at this moment, I swear by Allah that I can see the Hawd from this place that I am standing in.
Allah, subhanallah.
This is the sight of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jis taraf uth gayi dam mein dam aa gaya, us nigaah-e-inayat pe rakho sala.
Subhanallah.
And the blessed tongue of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm rushing, there's more, but I'm rushing. The tongue of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jisko sab, wo zabaan jisko sab, kun ki kunji kahe, uski nafiz hukumat pe rakho sala. Subhanallah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the battle of Badr, in the battle of Uhud, authentic narration in Bukhari Sharif, he gave a stick or a twig from a branch of a tree to his Sahabi and said, here, this is your sword. Allah. As soon as the words exited that tongue,
Allah,
it became a sword.
Subhanallah.
A man was once with the intention of mocking the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking in a weird manner. In no way does this mean that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'adallah, thumma ma'adallah, spoke in a weird manner. He spoke in a weird manner. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is like that. And the Sahaba ikram, they narrate, falam yazal yahtalij hatta mat, he became like that. He couldn't speak until he died.
Allah.
Couldn't speak properly. Why? Because the tongue had spoken. And once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Sahaba ikram came to a well. The name of the well was Bisan, and the water was salty. So they said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, کہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اسمہ بیسان, that the name of this well is بیسان and the water of it is salty. And the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La, bal ismuhu Nu'man. He says, no, but its name is Nu'man. The name of that well is Nu'man. Wa ma'uhu tib. And the water is sweet.
Allah.
And the sahaba say, غَيَّرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِسْمَهُ. The messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the name of that well. Wallahu. Wallahu غَيَّرَ مَاهُ. And Allah is the one who changed its water into sweet, because the word sweet had exited the mouth. Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Ya Rasulullah. Zindabad. Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi. Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi.
Subhanallah. And move on to the next. The blessed hands of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Hands. مالک کونین ہے گو پاس کچھ رکھتے نہیں, مالک کونین ہے گو پاس کچھ رکھتے نہیں, دو جہاں کی نعمتیں ہیں ان کے خالی ہاتھوں, اور نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت یہ دیشان گیا, نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ دیشان گیا, ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا. قلمدار یعنی اختیار. کہتے ہیں قلم فلا کے ہاتھ میں ہے, قلمدار فلا کے پاس ہے, یعنی میرے پاس کوئی اختیار نہیں, اس کے پاس اختیار ہے. تو اعلیٰ حضرت فرما رہے ہیں کہ اللہ کا قلمدار جس نے رحمت کو پیدا کیا, منشی رحمت, اس کا قلمدار ساتھ ساتھ چلتا تھا, اور رسول اکرم تفصیل فرماتے تھے. And no one ever came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked for something, and the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that before you used to ask from ghairullah, pehle bhi ghairullah se madad mangte the, and today you are coming to ghairullah, I am also other than Allah. Again, you are coming to other than Allah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever said this to the Sahaba. Never said this. They go to Allah, never. When they came, instead he announced amongst them, إِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمْ وَاللَّهُ يُعْطِي. I am the distributor. And Allah is the one who gives. رب ہے معطی, یہ ہے قاسم, رزق اس کا ہے کھلاتے ہیں. اور بخدا خدا کا یہی ہے در, بخدا خدا کا یہی ہے در, نہیں اور کوئی بفر بفر, جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے ہو, جو وہاں نہیں تو یہاں نہیں, اور جو یہاں نہیں تو وہاں نہیں. سبحان اللہ. And that is why once in Bukhari Sharif, in the chapter of Istisqa, in the Jumma Khutbah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the minbar, and a person came and he says, Ya Rasulullah,
sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam, Medina has entered a drought. There is no water. There has been no rain. The trees have dried. The crops have dried. The animals have become thirsty and weak. There is no water, there is a qahat. Ya Rasulullah, pray that we have water, give us water. Subhanallah, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raised his blessed hands and he made a supplication. And the narration says that at that very moment, a cloud appeared and it covered Madinatul Munawwara. And it began to rain. And it rained. And it rained. It continued to rain until the next Friday came. Subhanallah. Woh zabaan jis ko sab kun ki kahe, uski nafil hukumat pe na ho sake. Dekho yahan, look at this. Sayyidina Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam ruled over everything. And here is the hukuma of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't think that he didn't rule over everything. He ruled over everything here. Hadith Sharif mein hai. At the time of birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a cloud came and took the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam three times. Third time, a voice came and said, قَبَضَ مُحَمَّدٌ عَلَى الدُّنْيَا كُلِّهَا. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has captured and overwhelmed the whole world. لَمْ يَبْقَى الْخَلْقُ مِنْ أَهْدِهَا لَمْ يَبْقَى الْخَلْقُ مِنْ أَهْدِهَا إِلَّا فِي خَمْدَتِهِ. Nothing from the creation of Allah within the existence of this world was but it had been captured by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
Khaliq-e kul ne, Malik-e kul, Khaliq-e kul ne tujhe Malik-e kul bana diya. Subhanallah. Dono jahan hai aapke qabza o ikhtiyar mein.
Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it rained and it rained until the next Friday. And the narration says, either the same man or another man, he came in the Jummah Salah at the time of khutbah on the minbar. He came and he says, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, a flood has occurred in Medina. There is too much water. Ya Rasulullah, please stop this rain. Hi, hi, Subhanallah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he raised his blessed finger and he drew a circle in the sky and he says, Hama alayna wa ma alayna.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah.
Around us you may fall, but not upon us. Subhanallah. And the Sahaba Ikram say that we saw the cloud form a circle and leave the sky. And we could see that there was a circle in the clouds. We could see the sky through the clouds. And everywhere else it was still raining. And in Medina there was no rain. Subhanallah, the power in them hands. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, very famous hadith, I always mention it. Many places in Bukhari Sharif. Kitab al-ilm, Babu Hibd al-ilm, Hibd al-ilm. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala comes and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I hear many of your hadith narrations, but I forget them all. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not say that, oh, Abu Huraira, you need to see a brain surgeon, or you need to take medicine for memory, or you need to go and ask Allah for help. No. But he says that, O Abu Huraira, Umsuk Ridawak, that the garment that you are wearing with you, on you, the cloth laying all down onto the floor. Why? It means that, O Abu Huraira, why the whole cloak, or the shawl? Because what I am to give to you today will not come into your hands. It won't come into this garment. Therefore, O Abu Huraira, lay down your whole cloth.
Allah.
Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala lays down all his cloth. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, says that in the air, empty hands, he brought them together. And he made a gesture as though he is emptying something into the garment, the piece of cloth. And then he said, Ya Abu Huraira, dummahu ila sadrik, that put it onto your chest.
Allah.
Embrace that shawl. And Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was seeing that there is nothing in his hands. He saw that there was nothing in the shawl. Yet why is he saying that put it onto your chest? What shall I put onto my chest? No. Abu Huraira didn't say that, because he was a Sahabi and not a Wahhabi. And he radiallahu ta'ala knew. And today people argue whether he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the knowledge of the unseen, or did he not know it? Did he know it or did he not know it? You are arguing about the knowledge? Look here. He is disputing the name. Ilm to ilm hai, yahan taqseem ho raha hai. Ye dekho, jhagda karna jante the ki nahi. He is distributing the unseen. And Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that when I put it onto my chest, from that day until today, he says, ma nasitu ba'du shay'an sami'tuhu an rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From that day until today, I have never forgotten anything that I heard from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
The Sahabi of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Ibn Atiq radiallahu ta'ala, he came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his calf had broken. The bone had broken. And he stumbling comes to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمَسَحَ يَدَهُ, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wiped his hand onto his calf. And subhanallah, he says it was as though it had never occurred.
Subhanallah,
as though it was never broken. Subhanallah, whenever anything happened, they came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Hudaybiyah, the Sahaba kiram came and they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no water left. Pani khatam ho gaya. And why did they always come to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because wahi rab hai jisne tujhko hama tan karam banaya, hame bheek maangne ko tera aasra bataya, tujhe hamd hai khudaya.
Subhanallah.
They came, no water. The well has lost all its water. There was some water that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed in his blessed mouth and he put it back into the container. And he said, put this into the well of Hudaybiyah. And they put it into the well of Hudaybiyah and it became completely full.
Allah.
And all the Sahaba kiram, they all drank from it, they filled their containers. And in another narration, at the time of Hudaybiyah, Yanfuzul Ma'a min afwabihi, Qal'uyun. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, his people, when they were thirsty, they had no water. They asked for water. وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرَ.
Subhanallah.
That when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam's people asked for water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, strike your stick onto the stone. فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا. 12 streams of water exited that stone when he hit the stick. And this is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَنْفُزُ الْمَاءَ مِنْ أَصَابِعِهِ كَالْعُيُونَ. Water exited from his blessed fingers like streams of water. And in another narration, مِنْ بَيْنِ أَصَابِعِهِ, from between his fingers. Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah.
Ungliya hai faiz par, toote hai pyaase jhoom kar.
Ya Rasulullah, malaika wa ashabi.
Ungliya hai faiz par, toote hai pyaase jhoom kar. Nadiya panj, aabe rahmat ki hai jaari mahwa. Subhanallah. Once Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala was ordered by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Ali, I have made you the governor of Yemen. Go and rule amongst the people. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and this is in Tirmidhi Sharif. He says, Inni rajulun shabun la a'lamu kathiran min al-qada. I do not know much about qada, about justice. I am a young man. Choose somebody else. But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say that, yes, O Ali, you do not know much about qada, I will choose somebody else. Instead, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala says, فَطَرَبَ يَدَهُ عَلَىٰ تَدَيَّ. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck his hand onto my chest.
Allah.
And he says that when that happened, a wave, a tsunami of knowledge entered into my heart. And he says, مَا شَكَتْتُ بَعْدُ فِي فَمَاعِدْ بَيْنَثْنَيْنَ. He says, after that, I never even had the slightest doubt in being correct whilst making a decision between two people. Subhanallah. One strike of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so much knowledge that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, as Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti writes in Tariq al-Khulafa, that Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that when I was presented with a difficult matter, a case, a complex case, I would seek Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and when I didn't find Ali, then I would seek refuge in Allah. Subhanallah. That is how much knowledge of justice one strike gave to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Now think to yourself that in our madaris, in the madrasa, sometimes the Maulvi sahib or the teacher sometimes strikes the child. It happens. It is against the law, but it happens. Ek haath tamacha bacche ko maar de. They strike, they hit. But the result of that is what the child knew. He forgets that as well. He forgets it all when the Imam Sahib hits you. But when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strikes, subhanallah. جو یاد تھا وہ پکا ہو گیا اور جو نہیں معلوم تھا وہ بھی معلوم. کون دیتا ہے؟
اللہ اکبر. یا رسول اللہ.
ہے
علی.
کون دیتا ہے؟ دینے کو منہ چاہیے. کون دیتا ہے؟ دینے کو منہ چاہیے. دینے والا ہے سچا
ہمارا نبی.
He was the Malik and the Mukhtar of Jannah. That is why he gave Jannah. When Ukasha radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua that I become from amongst those 70,000. In Bukhari Sharif, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Anta minhum, you are from amongst them.
Allah.
Who can say that? Jiske paas zabaan hai. He who has the tongue. He who owns Jannah, only he can give Jannah. And that is why once when a slave did the cupping of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the blood exited the body of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he drank it. He drank it. The Quran says that the male of ruh is impure. The running blood is impure. The blood that exits and is running is impure. But this slave, the beautiful fragrance, the smell of that beautiful blessed blood, he couldn't resist but drink that blood of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After he drank it, what did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Did you have done haram, vomit it out? Go and do ghusl again. Do tawbah. No. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, idhab, go. Laqad ahdasta nafsaka min an-nar. You have saved yourself from the fire of hell.
Allah. Subhanallah.
Kaun deta hai dene ko muh
chahiye.
Dene wala hai sacha hamara. Subhanallah. And anybody else who came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never said no. Why? Wah kya jood o karam hai shahe bataha tera. Nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. And I swear by Allah, I swear by Allah, that if our ulama want to speak on this topic, then only on the blessed hands of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if they only narrate from Bukhari Sharif, they can continue for more than 4, 5, 6 hours. And if they speak on the blessed tongue, they can speak for 2, 3 hours. And if they speak on the eyes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. If they speak on the blessed ears of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they can speak for 4, 5 hours. He was given all their powers. If they speak on the heels of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they could speak for hours. Ek thokar mein Uhud ka zalzala jata raha. رکھتی ہے کتنا وقار. اللہ اکبر ایلیا.
اللہ
سبحان اللہ. If we have such a great prophet محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, if Allah has given us such a perfect prophet and messenger, نجدی مرنا ہے کہ کیوں تعظیم کی. نجدی مرنا ہے کہ کیوں تعظیم کی. یہ میرا دین تھا پھر تجھ کو کیا. سبحان اللہ. اور یا عبادی کہہ کے ہم کو شاہ نے اپنا بندہ کر دیا پھر تجھ کو کیا. Why would we not celebrate the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we have been given such a powerful prophet by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learn the knowledge of his sunnah and act upon it. And may you all forgive me if I have taken too much time. Jazakumullahu khairan wa ma alayna ila al-balagh.
Allahu Akbar.